Before we cut to Tink in the cockpit, all of you see Tink. Tink appears out of the ground at the base of this thing with apparently not quite murder in his eyes. Does anybody react to this?
I mean, I find it encouraging.
Because, yes, Tink is wild fast. Tink is going to be on top of this thing in wherever he wants to be, basically, before anybody can react, if they don't do something right now.
No need to stop him.
Cool.
Just more tensing and like, oh, this might not be going the way we want it. Real soon, whether we All want right. it to or not.
This is going to hurt?
So, yeah, I'm imagining that Serena is still, like, having a conversation with this guy in the most, like, not quite officious, please don't hurt us, we're just trying to leave sorts of terms, right? Tink, how do you enter the cockpit?
There probably is no... There's no realistic way I'm going to be able to do it without him noticing.
No.
So he's got some kind of communication device, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, like, I wait until, you know, he's not actively doing that, probably going to say something back to, I cannot remember her name. It just does not stick in my head. Serena.
Serena?
But then, like, just kind of, like, swing down, I think, from over the top and just end up with, like, his hand on his throat and is like, listen very carefully if you want to see Dawn. We are going. Yep.
You put your hand on his throat, and as you put your hand on his throat, you feel a tingling sensation that Tink would probably recognize by now as essentially a magical force field, like the wizard armor of the Rift setting, armor of Ithen or Ithen or whatever it's called, right? This guy's got it running 24/7. Tink is still pretty confident that if he put his mind to it, he could go through that. Not quite like a hot knife through tissue paper or whatever, like, mixed metaphor you want to use, right? Please continue. Sorry.
We are going to make a deal. Do you want to make a deal? Or do we go elseways?
Without turning his head, please bear in mind, these guys wear, like, these heavy masks, so you can't see his eyes behind the mask. What you can see is him being suddenly very sweaty. And he sort of half nods because he knows he's in pretty big trouble right now.
So yeah, this is a lovely mech you have. I enjoyed destroying the last one. Now yours can be fine, but there is someone I need information about. Are you willing to help me in exchange for not destroying this in you?
Tink, give me a notice roll real quick.
Yeah, because I've proven I'm great at those.
Yeah. I mean, it was not a 19, but it's a thing for sure. I'm just going to go ahead and use this right here.
Can produce you an eye roll notice? Because, oh well, doesn't matter.
No, well, I mean, you can. You can give me a roll, sure. I don't know how much good it's going to do, but you can give me a roll.
7?
not much.
Glug is... How do you still have wounds on? Oh, I guess you got beat up in the fight, huh? Okay.
Wait. I shouldn't. Didn't I get healed?
Because you just rolled 2 zeros. It feels like...
It says you have a wound, so... Yeah. But even then, that still would have been a critical failure, so...
Yeah.
No, that's good. It's all good. I'm thinking horse poetry. It's okay.
Yeah, so, Perdicion, you see this guy going for his sidearm from the ground. Slowly. You can see him unclip the holster and start to slide it out. Tink, you see that.
What's involved with throwing somebody?
The rules for throwing somebody? Yeah. I mean, I think you grab them somehow and you throw them. I have no idea.
Then from there, athletics, ?
Yeah. That sounds right. If you're trying to hurl him from the vehicle, Yeah, make some kind of like fight roll. Fight. You've already got a hold of him. You've already got a hold of him. You've got him by the throat.
I mean, if you've already got him, then it's just athletics. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So if you want to, chuck him out, it'd be on athletics versus athletics.
Okay. Probably.
Okay. Yes. He is thrown from the vehicle, and then he takes.
Yeah, I know.
You are 30 some feet in the air.
It would also be very tankish for this to just end by accidentally murdering the dude.
He's not murdered. He is the ground, and he is shaken.
Okay.
He is the ground hard.
Is he within eating distance?
I mean, yes.
Oh, hang on. All right, cool.
I'm imagining Tink throws him a pretty good distance, so you might actually have to run away from the mech to get to him. But he's not that far. Like he's definitely like grabbable.
Okay, so I whisper to Perdition, "Can I go eat the monkey?"
Yeah, I think it's for the best. No, he lets him loose.
Okay,
not all of him.
Okay. I love it when I get to make unintentional callbacks to things I did earlier in the session. So Gug, you fall upon this. Poor bastard.
Well, I'm gonna go like menacing. I'm not gonna actually eat his face because he hasn't actually tried to hurt us yet, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what happens is you slither, flap, do whatever you do at this thing real fast. And we've already talked about there was an NPC introduced, not introduced, there's an NPC detailed in this session that had previous Vernulian experience.
Oh, no.
And it looked like she did not take well to you as a traveling companion, specifically because you were Vernulian. A little bit racist, if we're being honest.
Speciest.
A speciest, yes. As you do your Vernulian thing at this downed humanoid, Serena immediately viscerally reacts and just throws a ball of force at your torso.
Everybody getting trauma flashbacks.
So, that's not a great roll for her. That's gonna be a 10. I want to see what you're doing here in response, because there's just like this ball of force so powerful, it's like warping the visual effects of the air around it on its way to you.
Okay, is that an attack roll?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay.
It's me using a spell attack of hers in a way that I'm hoping doesn't kill you instantly.
I mean, it doesn't beat my parry, right? So it's not going to hit me?
No. Parry is if she was trying to hit you with a stick, which she is, notably, pretty bad at. But it's not what she's doing. You hand to hand, you can take Serena Stargazer. Okay. At this range, it could go either way.
What is the number that I'm looking to not hit or to avoid here? Like, is it an armor thing?
Well, we're rolling to hit in spellcasting, and that's usually considered a ranged attack unless otherwise noted.
Yes.
So does that impact my armor, or?
It's 4. It's against a base of 4.
So that would hit.
So you just have to hit a 4?
Yes.
As long as there are no other effects like cover, obscuring fog, et cetera.
You have your shield, which is not up, as just previously discussed. You also have the blur power or something like that gives you another penalty to that. You don't have any of that stuff operating. Right now, you're just an aggressive, squishy snake person.
Sure. It's a free action summon the shield, though, right? Which is that an on my turn that's not a reaction thing?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so So I don't know. You can try to put it up. What?
Am I tanking this? Like, I'm confused what you're asking.
Well, if you have stuff you want to do to defend yourself, like you want to throw up your psi shield, fine. That's fine. You can do that right now. I don't care. This still hits, basically, right?
Sure.
And then what's about to happen is she is about to make a little bit of a roll here that, so this is going to be versus, I'm going to need a contested strength roll from you.
Woo.
All right. We'll say it popped my shield, even though it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I like that as a thematic element. Like, you caught this on your psi shield, but you're about to be blasted well backwards.
The sixes explode, I am sorry to say.
Oh, no.
Yeah, damn it. Damage explodes.
Well, this isn't damage.
Oh, that isn't damage.
But this is a contested strength roll. She's okay. I'm using her least violent power available at present.
And you mean strength, not athletics? Like, I have to roll the strength number?
Yes.
So she gets 4d6 and I get 1d6? Like, just to be clear, even if I was awesome, that'd be 1d12.
Look, Tink just rolled a 19 on a d8 minus 1.
Right, but it's funnier if I get blasted to shit right now.
It super is, yes.
Right, so I just wanted everyone to be, like, yeah.
Basically, she's going to hurl you back. Oh, look at that! Look at you! Did a pretty good job, if yeah. we're being real, right?
Only missed by 10. 11? Right, like...
It's a hit and a raise, right? So, yeah, you go at... Well, you don't have an ass. Do you have a tea kettle? Something like that.
Tail you like, tip.
Yeah, you do, you go cloaca over tea kettle backwards.
We've all seen Krull here, right?
Yes, yes.
That's what Verdunillians look like when they get thrown. It is like throwing stars.
Through the legs of this gorilla mech, right? And Serena slams her staff on the ground, and there's like this concussive kaboof. And then she yells in a magically amplified fashion, "No!" And runs forward and sort of plants herself over this prone human. Prone, shaken, not currently eaten human.
Okay. So I would like to do a thing.
Sure.
I have a giant tech wizard vehicle here.
You do.
I have a piloting skill.
Fuck. Okay. great. Hold that thought. We have not heard from Perdicion or Goro. Shit is going buck wild.
Yep. Like, if someone else is going to do something, I absolutely do.
What are my two himbos doing here in this high tension weird ass moment?
Perdicion's going to go make sure Gug didn't get pasted.
Here's what I want you to do. Can you give me... I will give you the option. Do you want to have caught Gug?
That would be nice.
Okay. Give me something that would let you catch Gug. It's not going to be that hard. Gug has a lot of, like, holding control services. There you go.
Catchable nice bits. Solid 8
now. There you go. Cool. Is your athletics really D4?
Yeah, I gotta amp it up a little bit.
Okay, that's funny. I would not have guessed that at all. Okay, yeah, you catch as Gug sort of cartwheels by, right? You reach out and you grab him or it, they before Gug can fly further into the night.
He grabs Gug, and I feel like Gug just like instinctively coils around his arm.
Mm-hmm. And sort of like peeks out over Perdicion's shoulder in the direction of conflict.
Yeah, as he stands up.
Okay, Goro, do you have anything you would like to do, or are we just but the music in your head is kicking up.
I imagine we still have the mental telepathy link going. Did we say that was persistent?
Yeah, probably.
Either way, both probably mentally and very vocally, Goro is probably telling everybody to like, calm the fuck down and stand down.
As the music swells in his head, and all he wants to do is go hurt something, right? There's an impulse that Goro is probably not very comfortable with towards violence right now. But he's currently fighting against it, right?
Right.
To try to maintain control of the situation. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, just trying to de-escalate.
Cool. All right. Okay. Speaking of de-escalation, Tink.
Yeah.
What?
De-escalation. And I guess Gug's not dead. So my goal, we're going to say it, phrase it that way, is like giant monkey takes its giant monkey hand and just kind of like palms Serena and this pilot in a little hand cage against the ground. Like, not intentionally hurting them, though people may get hurt.
Okay. Have you ever operated one of these before?
Maybe very briefly before it exploded.
Okay. I will ask the question another way.
Yep.
Are you aware that there are, in fact, edges required to operate these things without massive... You can still try it.
Yep.
Massive penalties. And then...
So thematically appropriate.
Follow-up question. What do you think happens if you blow this roll? Because... I know. I'm pretty sure I know what happens if you blow this roll, and it's gonna be fucking amazing.
Were the cannons still charged?
Actually, I want Tink to understand, or I want no. Sorry, I want Jonathan to understand.
Jonathan has a fairly clear idea of
I want Jonathan to be making an informed decision.
Yep.
That takes into account the fact that Zach does operate on the rule of that's fucking awesome. Most of the time, but occasionally I need to hit Tink with the hard consequence bat.
Well,
and unfortunately, this would be Tink hitting everyone else with the hard
consequence. Yeah, and like that's bat. The only part that gives me pause, because like Tink's
I will say this: you're not going to kill anybody that you care about.
Well, yeah, because like from Tink's perspective. The worst that's happened is there's like two piles of paste over there, and okay. From a Jonathan perspective, like, oh yeah, I don't want to murder the whole party. But there's also the fact that Tink is kind of, yeah, embrace the fun shit, and horrible things will happen to you, and that's just the way things are going to go.
Well, also, yeah, you're also a juicer, so your impulse control is probably not awesome.
So I will give other players, out of respect here, a chance to veto this. Do you not want me to do this? I'm perfectly okay if someone says no. I don't really want to blow things up. But otherwise, I'm going for it.
I feel like we've already, you know, got to this point of derailment. Like, how much...
I agree.
Why wouldn't you go the rest of the way at this point?
Anyone else?
Sidebar... Yeah. Mike and maybe Adam, do you remember the first Blades game I ran where the campaign ended all of a sudden by surprise because one member of the party blew up the other three? Do you remember that? I don't remember if Adam was there,
no,
but I know Mike
I don't
was
think
there.
So.
I have blown up a lot of people in a lot of your games.
Yeah, Shitfingers was definitely a character, man.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, please continue.
The everyone sit down and behave bomb was my personal favorite.
Alright, so it sounds like, yeah, Tink's going for that. I'm sure it'll be fine. It will be fine.
Alright. Yeah, I think I'm not going to bother looking it up. You're at okay, well.
That doesn't look like fine.
We're absolutely spending a penny on that.
So yeah, you're doing this at a -2 penalty, so that's technically a negative number.
Yeah. So, alright, that's much better. Okay. Also, hey Zach, it's an agility-based roll.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, please spin that burn. Let's do it.
I'm very amused that I just spent a point of burn to do this, but that is also now a 14.
Okay. Well, I can't punish you too hard on a 14. So, Here's what happens. I really wanted you to smash the transport. I wanted it so bad. Yeah, you describe what this gorilla mech does. Please take.
Yeah, like, it's just going to move forward with its fist, and it's kind of like flat palm Serena and this stupid pilot punk just flat against the ground. Unless they're actually properly
okay.
And walk through the earth, and they should be pinned against it. Like, the intent is not to do damage. Well, no, the intent isn't to do damage. Let's phrase that correctly. But damage will probably occur. I can't imagine being taken down to the ground is going to
okay.
not.
Well, let's find out. Tink, if you could roll me a 1d12 plus 4, please. Which happens to be the strength of this craft.
See?
Okay, yeah. That is a significant roll. This is a significant roll. Let's see if Serena can put... Oh, no!
Oh, she's here. She is not...
You were trying to slap her into the ground with a giant gorilla hand. What did you think was going to happen? All right. So that was a 15 versus a 17 for Serena, who throws up... I'm imagining, like, just like... a Jack style Mass Effect shield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And begins to push the arm of the mech or of the gorilla sort of back upwards against the thing. And she is, those of you on the ground who can see her, because like, Perdition and Gug. You can see this happening. Albert's definitely in viewing range. Goro, you're seeing this kind of from the backside. But she looks like... You know that shot that you get in, like, TV shows where there's witches or something? Where they're sort of hovering slightly off the ground and wind is blowing at them from, like, three different directions at the same time? And she's getting that, but also there's lightning crackling around her. And those of you who can see her from the front, her eyes are filled with the most terrifying rage lightning you've ever seen. And there is an elvish grunt of exertion. She's past the point where she's incanting spells. And she is just throwing around magical power. Luckily, she's standing in a fucking ley line.
Ooh.
So.
That's a good point.
Shit.
So, Tank's got to split the second, so you can always take that second action without the penalty being a problem. Can you
sure
figure
can.
Out, can you figure out how to close the canopy?
That's a really good question. That sounds like another operation role.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the pissed off elven mage who just stopped the giant mech.
Nope. As Tink, like frantically pushes buttons and, like, a cup of coffee drops out of the thing next to you and, like, the alarm starts going off and... No, Tink is, and she is maintaining eye contact with you currently.
Yep.
And I think that might be a decent time to end this one, everybody.
Everything's fine. Perfectly fine. Everything's what are you talking
fine.
About?
So, yes. Great. That was awesome. Okay. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Please remember to tune in next week, when we find some way to resolve this, what I thought was going to be a meet cute with the Federation of Magic, in a way that does not result in the entire campaign imploding in the way that a nuclear weapon does, where it then explodes again afterwards. Oh my.
Yeah. Did not see that coming. Okay.
Yup. That is a big old glass that did not see that coming. But thank you once again, everyone, for playing. And we will see you in the next one. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube at thatdndpodcast. Intro music is Now We Ride, metal version by Alexander Nakarada. Outro music is Shadow Rain, also by Alexander Nakarada. Nakarada's music can be found on freestockmusic.com, on Bandcamp, and on creatorchords.com. Nakarada can also be found on YouTube and Patreon at A Nakarada. Rifts is a role-playing system published by Palladium Books. Savage Worlds and this game's Savage Rifts combination is owned and published by Pinnacle Entertainment. All other copyrighted content is owned by its associated copyright holder.